From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
BlackBerry tries its hand at an Android power phone. Again. This one's a little different, though. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. The DTEC 50 has a 5.2-inch screen, an all-touch keyboard, and will retail for $299. It's a BlackBerry phone and the second one powered by Android. So many questions here. And to break it all down is Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Dummett. Hi, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So now this is the newest BlackBerry device, at least powered by Android. But let's backtrack for a second. This comes after their last attempt with the Priv. How has that fared for BlackBerry?
Poorly. BlackBerry has doesn't disclose or break out the numbers for sales for specific devices that it sells, but in the latest quarter, it sold a total of 500,000 devices, and that was down from 600,000 in the prior quarter, and it was during that period of time that the Priv was available. So the decline certainly suggests that the take-up of the Priv was weak. John Chen, the CEO of BlackBerry, has also said that he's been disappointed with Priv sales. He's blamed so the lack of demand, or relative lack of demand, for the new devices on its cost. It cost, when it was launched, it cost $699, so it was a pretty pricey device. And also there was some protracted contract negotiations with Verizon Wireless in getting the devices in Verizon Wireless's outlets in the U.S.
Okay, so now they're plowing ahead with the DTEC 50. What's new and different about this specific device?
Well, the big difference is the price. It's an Android phone like the Priv. It comes loaded with a lot of proprietary encryption technology that the Priv offered. What they're trying to do with these Android phones is, the way they're trying to differentiate them is in the market among a whole array or host of Android phones is promote the technology that these phones come loaded with. BlackBerry is still considered to have developed the gold standard for mobile device security. These phones, i.e. the Priv and also this DTEC 50, one of the main features is actually software that they call DTEC, which is embedded in the phone and allows the user to monitor social media applications, from accessing your camera, from accessing other parts of the phone. It protects against hackers from trying to mess around with the operating system. So they essentially say that this proprietary technology essentially provides a coat of armor around the entire innards of the phone that other Android phones don't have, against hacking and that sort of thing.
I see. That's an important thing, especially these days. Now, BlackBerry has shifted towards software and patent licensing. Have these efforts been relatively successful?
Yeah, the software business has actually done quite well, and it's growing. It's growing relatively strongly. But it's still pretty small, and so that's why that's part of the reason, anyway, BlackBerry is still emphasizing the handset business, because they want to try and make that profitable. The profits might not be as good as in the software business, where the margins are stronger, but if they can generate, if they can make the handset business, that will give them more time to develop the software business and grow that operation, and at the same time generate profits that they can actually plow into R&D to develop new types of devices, because a big area that they're trying to target is the, Internet of Things market, which is the hot buzzword these days.
Yeah, it's a buzzword for sure. At $299, what's the market like for a mid-price smartphone like this?
Well, I mean, in the case of the D-Tech 50, it's probably too early to say. But I mean, if you look at Apple's results yesterday, their high-end phones actually suffered, but their lower-priced phone actually held up quite well. So, the general consensus seems to be, to at least to a certain degree, the high-end market is increasingly saturated with Apple's phones and Samsung's phones, among others. Huawei is also targeting that market. And it's already established in the mid-market, low end of the market. But given what Apple experienced, where we've actually seen their numbers, and there seems to be some indication that there's more room and more growth opportunities in sort of mid-market area. Certainly, BlackBerry, they claim that this phone would appeal to, cost-conscious consumers who want a good smartphone, but also it would appeal to businesses, companies that distribute phones among their employees, or companies that run fleets and want all their employees to have a smartphone that they can stay in contact with. It provides security, and that addresses the core concerns, particularly among companies, and it also is relatively reasonably priced. So they're hoping that more businesses might be drawn to the phone, which wasn't necessarily the case with the Priv.
Right. Yeah, it's an interesting game plan. It'll be interesting to see how it'll pan out. Ben Dummett, thanks a lot for the time today.
Thank you.
That wraps up the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.